The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got the usual cast of characters. Jeff Rich, he's here in Phoenix, Arizona with me. As well as Fred Wallen, Southern California. Los Angeles, to be honest with you, the site of where the Clippers won an unbelievable Game 7, unbelievable series. Almost too bad that somebody had to lose, to be honest with you. Two teams playing with the heart of a champion. CP3 put his team flat out on his back. Carried them to a victory, and we'll see how he can respond to the injury that he has now going up against the Houston Rockets. But, Fred, what can you say about the Los Angeles Clippers getting by the San Antonio Spurs, the champions, if you will, in round one of the NBA playoffs?
Well, I would say that if Donald Sterling was still the owner, they'd have lost the game because the jinx would have continued. So maybe the jinx is over. Maybe it is.
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's Fred Wallen, you know, always throwing on that little bit of, I don't know, I'm going to call it like a chip on his shoulder, if you will, about the world of sports. But we got Jeff Rich as well, and the three of us are going to break things down. We'll talk draft, we'll talk playoffs, NHL, NBA, Major League, you name it, we got you covered. Keep it close. We'll be right back in just a few. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, practically in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email. He's the only guy with this one. We all heard about it. SportsFred@AOL.com. Didn't even mention, well, I probably did. I don't even know what I mentioned in that opening because I just go off on a tangent. But we had the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. I know I did mention that. We had NHL, NBA playoffs going on. We talked a little bit about the Clippers and them getting by the champion Spurs. A lot of Major League Baseball to talk about. Maybe the most surprising thing in baseball, the Houston Astros, Fred. What do you think of that?
Well, I think they're on a great 9-game winning streak. They're fun to watch. Mr. Altuve, who went with 5'6" of him, is an unbelievable ball player and a fine second baseman. And nobody would have thought they'd won 9 in a row. And it's interesting, too, because the rest in that division are not. Now, remember, folks, last year Houston moved into the American League West, so it's a different circumstance now. The Angels really do not have much of a pitching staff. Jeff Weaver, Jared Weaver, throws about 84 miles per hour. And so he's lost 5 or 6 miles last couple years. Mm-hmm. They really don't have, I mean, unless Garrett Richards can come back 100% to what he was last year, the Angels really only have 2 or 3 starters. So they got a lot of holes. And Houston, I mean, who in there, who else in that division necessarily is all that good? I mean, it's really interesting. The Astros actually have a shot.
I think they do. Jeff thinks that they'll wind up waking up and smelling the coffee along with John Poulter. But, hey, when you get out of the gates the way that they got out of the gates, Jeff, look, you build momentum, you build a bunch of confidence, and what else you build is a lead that people are really not expecting you to build. So, look, until somebody can take them and knock them out, then we're going to have to say that the Houston Astros are a competitor at this point. I mean, rightfully so. They're leading the division. And, Jeff, as you alluded to, not by just a little, by 6 games, and we're only a month in here.
I think it has more to do with the failures is the American League West. I think people expected Seattle to be a player. I don't think anybody had any expectations on Texas. They obviously, I think the Angels, you know, they're just kind of there every year. So, you know, everybody looks at Mike Socha to get it done because it always seems like he's on the hot seat because they have high expectations there. And in Oakland, not getting it done either. You know, it's funny. I think that they're kind of leading by default right now. Other than Dallas Keuchel, there's not much to love about their starting rotation there in Houston. And they got some bats in that lineup. I think that Mariznick's, you know, really good. You know, Fred brought up Altuve. So, you know, Springer's got the typical slugger issues where, you know, he hits home runs and strikes out. But I think that they're going to be there in a couple years. I think that they still got, you know, some serious, you know, Carlos Correa, Mark Appel. You know, they've got some serious prospects in their system that are going to make a difference. And I think that they could peak at the level that the 2003 Cubs did where, you know, they might not win a lot of regular season games, but if they can get into that tournament with some starting pitching and timely hitting, you know, this is a team that, you know, that might be built more for the playoffs than regular season dominance down the line here. But it's not sustainable in 2015, and I think that will reveal itself by the 4th of July.
Well, I think something that is sustainable is seeing the Milwaukee Brewers be in the cellar all year long and maybe being the worst team in all of Major League Baseball. And then your Cleveland Indians are right there knocking on that same door. And the Houston Astros and Fred's L.A. Dodgers are both teams that are in first place. So at this point, I'm just going to kind of chill and relax and just say, look, it's going to be a fun baseball season, but I already have counted the Brewers out. They're done. Put a fork in them. Again, your guys, the Indians, they're not done necessarily, but they're definitely in trouble. They're already almost 8 games out, and we're 1 month in. But again, they're going to be more competitive than the Brewers are. But my point is that Fred always talks about the Dodgers and how lousy they are and how great of a hitting coach Don Mattingly is. Well, that hitting coach has his ball club once again back in first place, and we're going to be talking about the Dodgers winning another World Series.
Andy,
yeah,
hang,
go ahead, Fred.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for you and for Jeff.
Sure, sure.
If a tree falls in a forest and there's no humans or animals around, does it make a sound? It's a very
sure.
key question. It's a very
it
key
does.
Question.
It absolutely it makes a sound. Yeah. Why wouldn't it make a sound? Because nobody's there to hear it?
Well, because 80% of the people in L.A. are blacked out. Have the Dodgers started the season yet? I'm a little bit surprised. I've seen the other 29 teams play. I haven't seen the Dodgers yet. Have they have they opened the season? I just wonder because of the blackout here in Southern California and Southern Nevada of all Dodger games. I was just wondering if they really are really playing because
they're playing. They really are playing. They're on a three. Let me fill you in a little bit. They're on a three-game winning streak.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? That team that you don't get to watch, they're 12-2 at home.
Oh my god.
12-2 at home.
You know what though?
If
you take their announcing crowd, this is really funny. They want to. Magic Johnson said that the TV blackout isn't causing any harm to the franchise. They announced they're announcing like 50,000 every game or 48,000 every game. People who are there will swear there are 10,000 to 15,000 empty seats. So they're announcing more people than actually are showing up. Down the road.
Well, that's what baseball does. There's a guy that sits in the audience, right, at every single game, right?
Right.
And he sits there and he goes, I think there's about 20,000 people here today.
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious. I'm not even joking. That's really – I've heard from numerous sources and very good sources too – that there is a person that goes and sits in the audience at every single game and says, oh, we got about 20,000 people here today. And that's what they report.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have a couple of players, young players, that 80% of us would love to be able to see. You've got Jock Peterson hitting 6 home runs in center field and playing a great center field.
Mm-hmm.
You got the pitcher Frias, who throws like 98 miles an hour. You got the kid from Cuba, Guerrero, doing very well when he gets a chance to play. I think he has 5 home runs.
Sure.
And yet Dodger fans in Southern California and Southern Nevada cannot watch the damn game. This is the most upsetting thing, I mean, going on in sports because the fact that greed, I mean, there's no question that the owners are greedy, but the Guggenheims are especially greedy, and Time Warner Cable is exceptionally stupid. $8.3 billion over 25 years. So they have to go to the other cable providers and satellite providers and say $5 per subscriber. And the other ones, and DirecTV and the rest of them, have said, go to hell. That's way, way overpriced. And the Dodgers will not redo the deal. So I'm honest to God, I don't even read the articles about the Dodgers. I look at the stats, but I mean, it's like I won't read it because I'm so upset with them. It's a Guggenheim's fault for being greedy, and it's Time Warner Cable for just being stupid. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this: Are you now watching the Clippers a little bit more? I'm just being honest right now. Are you watching?
Yeah, I watch the Angels, the Clippers. I watch everybody, and I watch the Angels particularly just because I can't watch the Dodgers. I mean, if there was a choice, I was brought up a Dodger fan, Duke Snider fan. So, I mean, the point is I'd watch 80% Dodgers and 20% Angels if they're playing simultaneously. I watch every Angel game now because every game's on TV. And I'm telling you, there are five-year-old kids out here and seven-year-old kids out here. 20 years from now will be Angel fans because the Guggenheim's greed and Time Warner Cable stupidity. And the Dodgers don't seem to care about that. Well, they're wrong. They are really wrong.
Hey, the reason I was asking you is because I kind of had an idea where I was going to go with this.
Okay.
I think the Los Angeles Clippers are a very likable team.
Yeah.
I really do. I think Doc Rivers is very passionate about what he does. He cares beyond belief. You got CP3 playing with, like, one leg. You got DeAndre Jordan who can't hit a free throw. And I'm going to run out of time, but I'll continue on the other side, and we'll get into this. I think the Clippers are very likable. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich and myself, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking, Jeff. We're all really big basketball fans here, but I truly have found this Los Angeles Clipper team a fun bunch of guys to actually get behind. And the reason being, like I started out, Doc Rivers wears his emotions on his sleeve. Great. I think he's a fantastic coach, first of all, but has his players' backs like nobody's else. I really has his players' backs like nobody else. You got CP3, who's running around there on one leg, reminding me of Aaron Rodgers running around on that one calf in the playoffs for the Green Bay Packers, willing his team to win. That was the difference for him, willing his team to win, literally. That shot he hit at the buzzer to give them the lead going into the fourth quarter, the shot he made at the end of the game. I mean, come on, man. You can't say enough about that kid's effort. You got this Blake Griffin kid who's talent is unreal, okay? You watch this guy play, and he's, like, so much better than everybody else, but he makes all these mental mistakes, but somehow he needs to figure out a way to get by it. Speaking of mental mistakes, then you got this DeAndre Jordan guy who's an absolute disaster from the free throw line, and you're like, you can't play this guy at certain points of the games, but he's so important to have in there at other points of the game that you got to kind of take the good with the bad, although I do like the way that Doc handled that down the stretch, not having him in there and then bringing him in back under two, which is the way to go. And then you got Matty Barnes, who comes up with great defensive plays, and J.J. Redick, who is making shots left and right, and I could keep going. But my point is I really, really find these guys to be likable. They seem to be good guys. They really do. Jeff, your thoughts first, and then we'll go to L.A. itself and Fred Wallen. But I'm finding myself liking the Los Angeles Clippers a whole lot.
Well, Andy, to each his own, I guess. I'm not a big fan of anything LA, so you know it doesn't really excite me. I like the way that the Spurs do it without the flash. I'm a little disappointed to see them go down, but you know, hey, Redick hitting shots left and right. Matt Barnes hitting the big one towards the end.
What about that defensive play he made? I mean, he goes up to the rim and gets. I mean, he was well above the rim on that play, by the way.
Oh, at the end when Leonard tried to go to the rim. Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying they didn't play great basketball. I'm just telling you, I'm not as much of a fanboy with this team as you are, Dorf.
I totally get what you're saying because I'm not usually into LA things at all. I'm not a Laker fan by any means. Nowhere near. Definitely don't like the Dodgers. Actually, there's a soft spot in my heart for the Angels because I played on the Angels as a kid growing up, so I always kind of liked the Angels anyway for some weird reason. But I've never really been a Clipper fan. I'll be honest. They were kind of like, you know, just this team that was there, and they were a doormat in the NBA for a long, long time. But you know what? They did things right. They built a pretty good team here. They did a lot of things in the draft too, when you think about it. And I don't know, man. I disagree. I don't think that those guys are cocky, arrogant young guys who don't know where they are. I think, you know, you said something earlier about Chris Paul and what he could do for himself in history with being a guard to lead his team, because we really don't see that as much anymore, like you were talking about with Isaiah Thomas back in the day. And, you know, even let's go further. We could talk about Magic Johnson. I mean, he was one of the greatest leaders when it comes to point guards. But, you know, I don't know, Fred. I just find something very likable about CP3 and the rest of these guys because they've had this potential for a while. Is this the year that we actually see it kind of coming through?
Let me just say this. You know, Chris Paul, with his years in New Orleans and his years with the Clippers, had never gotten past and still has never gotten past the second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But that will be all forgotten forever after what happened on Saturday night at Staples, because he played with that hamstring and he played exceptionally well with that hamstring. People will only remember that, which is a total positive for his career.
Sure.
and his Hall of Fame possibilities 10 years from now, 15 years from now, whenever it comes to be. But what I'm saying to you is that one day like that, one night like that, can change the perception of everybody who follows basketball or follows sports, because most of us will remember this one night. It will override everything else. Your comments.
Well, here's what I think. I think you have to have failure to have success. And let's be honest, the Clippers have had failure for a long, long time. They've been mediocre at best. And, you know, they've had some talented teams these last couple seasons, and they haven't lived up to the hype. I think them beating the San Antonio Spurs in a game seven, you know, at home against maybe the only team that could win on the road in a game seven, if you ask me. I do. I agree with you. I think that this is a turning moment in a lot of these guys' career. You know, you heard Doc Rivers after the game say he's a better person because of this series. Yeah. I think they're all better people because of this series. I really do. I think that, you know, again, I think you absolutely have to have that failure. You have to have that bad taste in your mouth. And maybe some guys never, ever get rid of that taste. You know, and a guy I can think of who in my mind is a champion, but he never won a champion, and that a championship, that is. And that's Charles Barkley, okay? The guy was an unbelievable basketball player, okay? There's no question about it. He's a Hall of Famer. The guy's amazing. He didn't win a title, though. You know, does that change our perception about what he did and what he accomplished? Absolutely
yes.
Not.
I disagree.
No, not to me. Not to me. Oh. I think
to some people it does.
Okay. Hey, and to each their own. You know, I mean, you know, again, I think that, look, you put him down in history as one of the best forwards in the game, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, but my point is, you know, maybe we follow it much closer than the average person. What I'm saying to you is that a lot of people count the number of rings, and
sure. That
automatically, you know, puts you in a different level. And if you haven't won a ring, then it was your fault.
Hey, and you know what? We hear Shaq. Go ahead.
You know, my knock on Barkley isn't so much not winning the rings as much as it is chasing the rings at the end of his career and coming up short. I don't know. Would it have really validated Karl Malone's career if that disaster that was the Lakers with him and Gary Payton and the usual suspects the Lakers had? Malone wins a ring as a rental player there at the end of his career. Does that do anything to validate? I don't think so. And I know that it's difficult for me to talk about championships coming from a place like Cleveland that hasn't seen one since 1964, but I'm not hung up on them. They're not the end all and be all for me. You know, not with Charles Barkley, not with Dan Marino, and countless others.
No, but here's the deal: when you're a guy like Karl Malone or Charles Barkley, and you know what, I almost think what you said is somewhat disrespectful, to be honest with you, saying that a guy is chasing a title when they've worked their heart out and their soul out their whole career to get there, and they've been up there so many times, but they didn't actually get it. You know, that's determination, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's a guy that just – they want something that they've seen their peers have and they've seen guys accomplish. And let's be honest. Let's think about it, man. The Granville Waiters of the world, do you think he really deserved a championship ring when he was with the Chicago Bulls? So I'll be honest with you. That statement is somewhat a little bit it's insulting to a certain degree, to be honest with you, because when you're talking about Charles Barkley, you're talking about Karl Malone, you're talking about two of the best the game has ever seen.
But
so,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm not disparaging the fact that they don't have rings. I'm just saying that it would mean a lot more, you know, if Karl Malone would have won it in Utah, just like it would mean a lot more if LeBron wins one in Cleveland. You know, he doesn't need another ring to validate his career. He's got two down in Miami with his super team, but you know, there's certain situations where the value of a ring is variable, and I think that, you know, with LeBron in Cleveland, if, you know, if they can get there, Malone in Utah, Barkley,
yeah, but see,
Phoenix,
I think that
Philadelphia. I just think when he went to Houston, that, you know, him and Pippen, you know, they tried to get it done, and they just, you know, and they'd already gotten it done in the absence of Jordan in the league. But, you know, I think that, you know, Barkley goes there, you know, and he suffers the back injury, and I feel for the guy and everything, the way his career ended, but I just can't see it, you know, when you just sign with a team because you think you can get a championship as a contributor at the end, and it's, you know, it's like you said, the 12th guy on the Bulls bench isn't really what embodies that Larry O'Brien trophy.
No, I mean, look, I just think you know, I think we're comparing apples to oranges. When you're talking about LeBron, there's something special about that too, to be honest with you. There's something cool about a guy wanting to go home and give back to the city that gave him so much growing up as a kid. And the thing that he regrets, and I think everybody regrets, is how he left Cleveland, okay? And, you know, for him to go back, it showed a lot of character, but it also was like, you know what? They hated him, but now he's come back and they love him again. So did they really hate him? No, they just despised him for a while because he left to go get something. But Jeff, he left to go get something that he wasn't unable to get in Cleveland as well. And that's kind of what you have to understand. They went out and then they put pieces together so that they could get LeBron back. I mean, every situation is different. That's at the end of the day, every situation is different. And No situation is right and no situation is wrong. It is what it is. I know we got to take a quick break. I think we got a caller, so we'll get to the caller on the other side. This is good, man. Heated conversation. I like it, to be honest with you. Sometimes we need a little fire under us on a Friday, or on a Sunday, I should say, to make us feel like it's a Friday, if you will. But anyways, Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorf Man in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
We're always looking for ways to save on resources like water, but don't let those savings turn your garden into a desert landscape. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, quenching your plant's thirst one drop at a time right after this.
Ever start down the road of a home improvement project only to find out you took a wrong turn? No problem. Just set your navigation to todayshomeowner.com to find all the help you need. It's the number one name in home improvement that people everywhere have come to rely on. Todayshomeowner.com contains thousands of articles and videos designed to help you have the best-looking house on the block. Turn to your online partner in home improvement. Turn to todayshomeowner.com.
As we begin to move closer to the summer months, many areas of the country will have to deal with water rationing. A great alternative to using gallons of water to soak your lawn and garden is to put in an inexpensive drip irrigation system. There are several good starter kits on the market that are very DIY friendly and one of the most cost-effective water solutions you can use. Drip irrigation minimizes water use to a fraction of normal watering by delivering water directly to the roots of your plants in very slow drips or with micro spray hits. It's perfect for gardens, flower beds, and even hanging plants. You can even combine drip irrigation with harvested rainwater. And the benefits are healthy plants and hundreds of gallons of water saved every year. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Good conversation there about basketball. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich practically in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot my man Fred Wallen, old school style, of email, sportsfred@AOL.com. I got to give you a hard time about that. You know that. We got a caller. Let's bring him on. Who have we got, first of all? I don't know. I don't see a name, so who have we got?
Hello?
Yeah, who have we got here?
Oh, this is Mitch in Santa Monica.
Mitch in Santa Monica. What's going on, Mitch?
Fellas, all right. I want to talk the fight last night. You guys in?
We're definitely in. What'd you think? Did that live up to the hype of being the best fight of the century to you?
I will tell you this. I went in there. I am not being a Floyd Mayweather fan at all, and I left there a huge fan. Even though the fight peaked at the six, and from there it was just on cruise control, we witnessed a tactician, a surgeon, dissect another athlete so precisely that it was really incredible to watch. You may not like the style, how he fights. It's not that exciting. But there were certain replays and certain times in the fight where you just realized this guy had complete control over everything. He had so much control, even in the post-game, in the post-fight interview, to say he knew he would give up a round or two. But that was all a part of his logic. He knew he'd get hit. And he'd be able to take the punch and work Pacquiao how he wanted to. What was it? In the third round where it seemed like Pacquiao had rocked him a little bit and he kind of went to the rope-a-dope thing, you could tell Pacquiao steps back and the announcers were like, okay, he's doing that because he doesn't want to punch himself out, because the last time he did that against the Marquez fight, he got knocked out. And it was just really something to watch. I know a lot of people were disappointed. Sure, it wasn't a brawler, bruiser, bang him up, you know, bruised blood going and all this thing. It was just unbelievable to watch this guy work and what he does. And for 48 times, no one's been able to figure him out.
Sure. No, look, that's something on its own. I mean, that's amazing. This guy is 48-0, you know, in his title offenses, it's remarkable what he does. Here's what I think, okay? And Fred's been around the fight game a lot longer than any of us, so I'll be interested to hear what your take is. But I was surprised because there were several times where, you know, you see Pacquiao having the ability to knock him around a little bit, but then again, there was this reserve, like he stopped punching at a certain time, and you know, you kept hearing the announcer say he doesn't want to punch himself out, like you're saying. Look, at some point in a fight, Fred, do you have to go for broke? And when you do have a guy on the ropes like Pacquiao had Mayweather several times, you sometimes, to me, it might be worth punching yourself to exhaustion because you have that one moment where you could knock this guy out. Yes or no, Fred?
I just think it's a feeling as a professional. If you can get him out at that moment, if not, you are punching yourself out. You don't want to do that. I mean, he's had how many fights, you know, before the 49 or 48?
60 fights or whatever he's fought.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right. So what I'm saying is that it's just a feeling. It's what you think at that moment in time. Certainly at some point you keep going. If you have a hunch that you can take care of the fight right then, and if you have the hunch the other way, then maybe you back off, let him off the ropes, and go back to the middle of the ring. But I thought the funniest thing last night, and I really mean this, all sincerity, and I expected either a draw, so I was wrong, I expected either a draw or a very close fight so they could steal 99-95 from the people one more time. But the funniest thing I thought was that a whole slew of people on many of the cable and satellite providers were blacked out for periods of time, and they couldn't start the fight for, what, a half hour after they were supposed to. I thought that was so, because I'm going to tell you something. A whole slew of people, even if they weren't blacked out, are now going to be calling DirecTV and Time Warner Cable and all the rest, and they're going to be saying, I want my money back because I didn't get the whole fight.
Sure.
I love that. I love it. I mean, hey, you know, I think for the public, it was a beautiful situation.
Let me ask you this, Mitch. Let me ask you first, and then the rest of the guys, Fred and Jeff as well. I just never felt like Pacquiao could knock him out. You know, there were times where, you know, Mayweather's shaking his head when he's getting punched by this guy. Ultimately, I just didn't feel like Manny had the punching power to knock Mayweather out no matter what. Mitch, is that what you saw or no?
I think Manny didn't think he had the punching power to knock him out. I mean, you talk about going for broke. You're not going to do that in the first six rounds when you're against Floyd Mayweather. Now, he didn't do it in the last three where he should have, but I think by that point, Mayweather was in control, and Pacquiao kind of knew he can't get to this guy. I mean, he is just so good at slipping punches. There was one replay where you saw Pacquiao comes in with a stiff right, and then as Mayweather's going to his side, he tags him right in the face. Something you never even seen, you know, until the replay. How good he is, and how much of a tactician he was. I mean, I think Pacquiao was in. He realized in those first six rounds, it's not going to happen. As much as he wanted to say at the end of the fight, "I won the fight," you know, there was no boxing fan in the world that believed that. And Fred, by the way, I thought this was going to probably go to some cockamamie controversial decision.
Yeah.
Kind of like you. But you know what? We got a true fight with an honest decision, and now a guy who, for some reason, and this is some another point of to get a little off topic, is going to want to tie Marciano's record and then leave it there. Out of respect or whatever, I mean, I think there's something going on here that after the September fight that he's now promised us, which, by the way, there will and should not be a rematch, he's going to hang it up. Whether it's respect, you'd think this guy who's, you know, money would want to have his ego go for 50 and break the record. It's just going to kind of leave it on the table. I think that's going to be the real interesting story that's going to evolve over the next 6 to 12 months.
No, that's a good point. Let me ask you this, too, and all you guys. Was this a good fight for boxing? Do you think that this was a good display for boxing? And do you think that this helps the boxing community? Yes or no, Fred? You first.
Well, I mean, what was it, the fight of the history? Was it the history's best fight? I don't think so. I mean,
right.
But every time there is one of these, I mean, I used to go on the pay-per-views at the movie theaters before really had a lot of pay-per-views at home to watch Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns and Hagler and all those. And those were the fights of all time, too. I mean, and believe me, those were better fights. And I didn't see the fight last night, but I'm just off of what I read this morning. Some of those were tremendous fights. So, I mean, and of course, anything Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay was involved in, the greatest fight of the world. And then even Tyson's thing. I mean, what I'm saying is that a fight's a fight. They were trying to steal $99.95. Hopefully, some of the people will say they didn't get the fight and get some of their money back. And the boxing world is what it is. I mean, it's crooked. And I want to tell you something else. I don't know if anybody read this, but Floyd Mayweather.
How did you bring this up?
Floyd, you're psychic then. Floyd Mayweather did not allow Michelle Beadle and Rachel Nichols to get press passes because they had discussed his physical domestic abuse history. Can you believe a human being so small that this is a fight? It has nothing to do, you know what I mean? He actually stopped them from reporting on the fight. I mean, so what is Floyd Mayweather? He's a very talented athlete, but he's a punk. He can't handle Rachel Nichols.
Well,
and
not
Michelle
only that,
Beadle.
I totally agree with you. And I heard Mike Tyson talk about this guy too, and he was talking about how he can't take his kids to school, and he's a scared man, a very small scared man. You know what? Look, Mitch, you're right. He's tactically a great fighter, but as a human being, what do you think of Floyd Mayweather? Let me ask you that.
This is a sports talk show. If we wanted to do that, we can talk about something else. As a human being and what he's done, you know what? That's why I wasn't a Floyd Mayweather fan at all. I think it's terrible. I think the domestic violence thing he's been involved with and how he handles himself. But to see a guy who's dominated his sport the way he has, I mean, he has had zero competition. And he probably, you know, he's not going to go down in history as a Muhammad Ali. He's not going to go down in history as a Holyfield or Ray Leonard or, you know, and the greats that you were mentioning, Fred. But I think that because of his persona and because of the personal life, which is too bad, because I really didn't like the guy. I really did not want to like the guy. And this morning, after seeing the fight, I'm going, you just got to just respect us of what you're seeing.
You can respect the craft without respecting the man. That's something you could do. Nobody
right.
Says you
that,
can.
That was.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the pure idea of sport and what he's doing in the sport. There are a lot of bad guys out there who in sports. There's a lot of good guys out there. There's usually more good guys than bad guys. But when bad guys seem to rise to the top, sometimes you just got to separate yourself and say, you know what? Let's see what I saw last night. And I totally respect it, and it was amazing. Hey. Other side of the guy, I could care less. I don't want that. You know, it's really not fair. This guy's making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he acts and treats people and whatever, you know, about the reporters and whatnot. But just as pure sport, you got to respect it, and you got to say, wow. Step back and say, that was amazing. I mean, there's just no one that can touch this guy. And there's very few people in any walks of sport that can basically say no one can touch that guy.
Yeah, no, hey, those are great points and well said, 100%. We'll give you the final take on the fight and Floyd Mayweather. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Good for boxing, and then also, will you just out of curiosity, since you're so happy with the performance last night, would you pay to watch Floyd Mayweather in the future?
I probably won't, and I think it wasn't good for boxing. I think it had potentially to be good for boxing if it turned into a Rocky Balboa type of brawling fight where each fighter got knocked down, you went to the card, it was a split decision, and everything was, you know, it was pandemonium. But it wasn't that because he's so good. I mean, we needed him not to be so good to make it good for boxing. We needed more of an even display. But there wasn't.
Interesting.
There isn't that for this guy.
And all right.
It's kind of ironic that we're seeing such greatness, and it's actually doing a disservice to the sport, where there was so much hype, a sport that needs someone like that. I mean, like a Tiger Woods, who was so dominant, it elevated the sport. In some ways, you could say Floyd Mayweather is kind of like the Tiger Woods, where the way Tiger was in the first half of his career. And yet, Tiger was able to elevate his sport, but Floyd hasn't been able to. And that's too bad, because I'd love to love boxing even more and see more of it. And NBC's doing the push and all that with their monthly things. So it's too bad. It could have been great for boxing, but no, Andy, I don't think it's going to help boxing.
Hey, great stuff. Great call. We got to get a break because I hear the music. But good to hear passionate people talking about things that they're passionate about. And sports obviously brings the best out in us. But I just got to say one thing. Unfortunately, man, we do see that off the field stuff and out of the ring stuff with Floyd Mayweather, and it does impact my decision of what I think of the guy all around as a human being. So I look further than just what he does in the ring. Sorry for that. Anyways, we'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, and Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment today here on the program. Good show, by the way. A lot of fun. Good participation from the usual suspects. Fred Wallen, obviously. Jeff Rich. And then we got to thank John Poulter for joining in with us as well. And you can catch that tomorrow morning, I believe, 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can re-catch the broadcast of that one. Fred, I'm going to leave you with this.
Okay.
Brett Hudley coming to the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
I think it's a fantastic pick. What do you think?
I think he's a good kid. I don't think his accuracy is all that great. I think another year would have done him wonders. People talked in his ear and told him that he'd be drafted higher than the fifth round. And also, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's never going to start. So if another team had drafted him, he'd have a better opportunity to start. So, I mean, I don't know why a fifth-round pick and the Green Bay Packers is a positive for the youngster who's as nice a kid as you're ever going to find.
I think it's good because he can sit there behind one of the game's best and learn. And we've all kind of made this, I think we're all on the same page with, you can sit in college and play one more year, sure, or he can go to the NFL and learn the game that he's going to hopefully one day continue to go and play. And he torched the pack. 12, to be honest with you, and several games with his legs and his arm. I think the guy's going to be okay. Jeff, your thoughts? I think it's the steal of the draft. What do you think?
No, I don't know. It's the steal of the draft. The guy doesn't make good decisions. Heck of an athlete. Talked to him a few times. Love Brett Hundley. I think that he needed to go to a good team and be put in a situation like Aaron Rodgers was with the Green Bay Packers. So, glad he didn't go to a team like the Browns or the Jaguars where, you know, there's just no precedent of development. And I think he got a good player there. But you got number 12 that's going to play the position for a while longer.
But that's the whole point, fellas. He doesn't have to go there and step right in. That's exactly why I love the pick. Anyways, so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. For Fred, for Jeff, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We are out of here. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.